Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
And welcome back to the Love Island wrap up. Today we are covering July 18th to 20th on Love Island season 3. I'm your host, Kirsten McInnes, joined as always by wonderful Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm good. Excited to be back in here to talk about 4 more hours of Love Island. Excited for the show, excited for our guest. If I can have one request, please no one compare me to Billy Bob Thornton. But otherwise, I am great.
Well, I can't make any promises about that one. But we have a wonderful guest. She is honestly queen of guesting on podcasts, but also queen of hosting the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta podcast. Sasha Joseph is here. Sasha, how are you?
Hi. I'm so happy to be here. You know, as Wes said, I feel like I really know you guys, but you might not know me at all. So I'm glad to be here and talk through this all.
Perfect. What a dream. Okay, so today we're going to just set everything up. There's a 2-hour episode from Sunday. There's a 1-hour episode from tonight, Tuesday, July 20th. And then there's a 1-hour like Paramount Plus exclusive episode. But most of what was on that episode was also on the show today, except for a little bit more context was given.
Yeah, a lot more abbreviated, but yes.
I got to tell you right now, these Paramount Plus exclusive episodes, I'm done with them already. I'm so sick of it. Nobody needs this many hours of content on any show. I don't care. But yeah, Big Brother fans, that's right. Come at me. We don't need this much content for anything. I don't give a single care.
The number of hours, I agree, but I like the format of the Paramount Plus episodes. I like that it's a little more like loosey-goosey with the editing. They can get away with a little bit more. Feels more like the Love Island UK that I'm sure many people are used to. So I do appreciate what the Paramount Plus episodes do have to bring.
This episode here, let me break down the Paramount Plus episode real quick. Jeremy and Amy drama for like 40 minutes. Shannon and Josh in the hideaway, and they drew the guys naked covering their dicks. That's it. I didn't care about any of it.
So that was which episode that you were talking about?
That was all of them. Like, why is it all the same? I'm so annoyed because I feel like we have such a fun cast and they're not utilizing them right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do feel like we are getting focused in on very few storylines rather than exploring this full cast. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know if they're literally giving them nothing because they're giving us nothing of them. But yeah, unfortunately, it seemed a little too zoomed in for my liking.
Yeah, like, go on, girl, give us the bare minimum. Like, I don't get it. But can we just, like, run through and talk about all the Jeremy stuff so I don't have to talk about him anymore because I can't stand his stupid face?
And also, everyone, please vote. You can vote people out.
Yes.
So, speaking of Jeremy, stupid face.
And yeah, up front, I would love, sorry, Florida. Jeremy's got to go.
Hey, she has one more recoupling to escape him if she knows, which is good for her. So we'll see how that goes.
Just good God. Okay, so just to set things up, where we left things off was after recoupling, and the couples were Trina and Cinco, Kira and Will, Isaiah and Cash, Jeremy and Amy, Josh and Shannon, Olivia and Giovanni. And so Jeremy and Amy is a whole mess. Cause Amy doesn't want to be around him because, he literally said he thinks of her as a best friend, but now he's denying that he said that they're just friends.
Mm-hmm. When people were comparing Connor to Jeremy, I said, I didn't see it, but now I am starting to see it with this gaslighting that's going on.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Jeremy is really on his own, planet at this point, because especially with where we end on this episode, I really don't understand. He has some mist.
And we know for a fact that after they did the kissing competition, every single girl said that he was the worst kisser. And now Florida's trying to act like he's a good kisser. We know he's not. Unless, I guess, maybe she's telling on herself that she's also a bad kisser, so she thinks he's good.
Yeah, yeah, or is she the virgin? And maybe she never kissed someone else. Not the virgin, listen.
What news that would be for Shannon to already have, but yet it's not at public knowledge. Just let me tell one person on day one and no one else.
Yeah, said, let me lie. Because if it was true, we would have gotten a confessional about it.
Right? I feel like these shows, we know Bachelorette loves to tout, I'm a virgin. Da, 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 da.
They love it. They love to put that up on a pedestal, much like society. And it's all messed up. I'm so annoyed about all of this. Amy and Jeremy, I'm sick of.
Yeah.
Are you sick of them as a couple or both of them?
I'm sick of both of them for everything that they do, because all that Jeremy does is lie and somehow attract women, even though I don't get it. And then Amy is just so all over the place. And then when she finally makes a decision, it's the worst possible one.
I don't know. And then Amy.
I like Amy, except for if she just didn't like Jeremy, I would be fully on board with her. But I'm annoyed with her because she likes Jeremy.
It seems like that door at the moment is closed. And so for the moment, the door for Amy is open for me. I am enjoying Amy. I don't want.
The door's not closed. Because we saw in the preview that Florida now has doubts. And what do you think Jeremy's going to do the second Florida dumps him?
That's the thing, right? He has a roster and he keeps building it up. That's what I don't understand, because I can see why folks think Jeremy's conventionally attractive. I definitely do not. And his attitude is stank. So to me, it's, Amy, what are you doing? Wes is such a better option. But at this point, I just feel like Amy just kind of wants attention and she likes the chase. That's what I think.
It's weird because she talks about in this episode how her love language is acts of service. And we already know from past episodes and bonus content that Jeremy is very much the I'll let them come to me type. He is not really great about whether he was with Trina or with Amy. He was not showing his interest enough. And that is why both of them ultimately seem to, he cut off Trina, but they both expressed doubts because of it. So I don't know how, with that being so important for Amy, it's suddenly going to change if they were to get back together.
I mean, this is why people shouldn't date men, you know? but we just make ourselves clowns when we do it. Because she's not gonna get what she wants, and he's gonna run the minute anyone actually tries to be with him.
Yeah,
I don't
get it. If I'm like giving Amy advice, I'm like, let's get to Casa Amor. Like, there will be six new guys. You'll have your pick. There's gonna be a lot more options. And like, if you don't like Wes, which like, I'm questioning you, but okay. Like, if you don't like Wes, then like, make it clear you guys can hang out. Should someone come in for either of you before Casa Amor, great. But otherwise, like, just get there. Like, that's our goal right now.
Yeah, just get yes. there, please.
Yeah, and I hope that there's, I mean, Jeremy's gone, right? Like, Jeremy's cheating if he stays. And then Cinco, I know we're not there yet, but I feel like that might be another cheater.
Mm. I could see it.
Yeah, I we'll get to Casa Amor, but I don't think anyone is fully locked in. I think any of these could happen, really.
Oh, yeah. This cast, I will say, at least compared to last season, I don't feel that they're, like, so all in. Like, I don't feel like I'm all in with them, except for Cachet, of course. Like, that's who, I wish she could win the money by herself.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we said about Justine last year. We wanted her to win the money yes. alone. And it's honestly, she deserved it by herself in the end.
See?
Yeah.
Fraud. A little up and down on cash, and that's part of the Monday episode as well. So
Scally's just yeah. ugh, annoying
she can
me.
Still be my, she can still be my favorite. And like, I don't know. Well, maybe Giovanni's my favorite, to be honest.
I mean, okay, I could accept that. Giovanni is great.
Yeah.
He's so fun.
But we'll get to Cash. I think that Cash is getting a ton of screen time, most of it very positive, really like Cash. But I think we do see the peaks of, like we brought up in earlier episodes, I talked about how I didn't think that Trina was totally wrong how she felt. And I think that that's continued a little bit. So not, you know, 100% on Cash either.
I am, and I would jump in front of a train for her, and maybe one day you'll get on board.
We'll see.
Anyways, basically, so Jeremy like gets into it with Florida. Amy goes on a couple dates and realizes that she wants to be with Jeremy, and then goes to Jeremy and he's like, no, I'm exploring things with Florida. That's their whole thing. And that's like literally three quarters of these episodes. It's so annoying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, also so much of it doesn't matter because of Slade being there for 5 minutes.
Oh, I know, because I think Olivia was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then now Olivia has no choice but to be with this man. So I feel really bad for Giovanni, too, because it's like she doesn't even make eye contact with him. I feel like she's always looking somewhere else. Even when they went to the market, like, sorry, I'm jumping, but
no, it's all good.
She was not like looking at all.
Yeah. The thing with. So that's another thing that came from the Monday episode is when Slade is leaving, we do quickly first get Olivia going to Giovanni and being like, oh my God, like Slade is great. And I had a great date and I'm not talking to you till this next morning for no reason that's ever explained. But, I actually chose that I want to be with you. Next scene, Slade, I'm leaving. It's like, did he tell Olivia he's leaving? And so she knows that she should be locking it in with Giovanni now.
She knew he was leaving 100%. Mm-hmm. Or this happened after he already left. And she was like, I just want to reassure you.
I feel like someone had to tip her off, whether it be production, whether it be him. The timing was a little too cute for me.
It was weird.
I agree. Yeah. I actually even made that in my note. I was like, so was that genuine or not? Because and now that you guys are saying this thing, thankfully now I know it was not. Because I was like, really? She like had this epiphany and can't even look this man in the eye?
Like the way that Olivia is with Giovanni makes me so uncomfortable. Like at one point in, I think the Sunday episode, she calls him a walking meme and that she needs, like a businessman. Doesn't Giovanni own a business? Like just because he knows how to have fun when he's not at work doesn't mean that he's a walking meme. Like he's a human being.
I was questioning Olivia's word choices numerous times where it was like, oh, Slade is so professional. I was like, what does he do?
Yes.
What does he do? Wes went to Harvard. But okay, what does Slade do?
Well, hey, okay, people from the South and people from Alaska have a lot in common because they like the outdoors.
Hey, they have
that's what they have in common. Yeah,
that's actually true.
Mm. Well, the similar values, yes.
tea.
But to say it's about the outdoors, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I am like, I feel like we're getting a little more Olivia and Giovanni because it feels like at least until we get to Casa Amor, they are shockingly locked in. And I'm trying to, like, I'm watching the cooking date and I'm like, this is awkward and I don't believe it. But like, also, am I buying into what you're? No, I'm not. Like, I'm not buying into this relationship. I'm reminding myself, no, because like, it's not real or good. I don't know. I'm also like in desperate search of a couple on this show to be like somewhat stable.
Oh, yes. And Shannon and Josh is not it, unless, you know, some listeners really like maybe are thinking that you're wrong.
Hey,
you're very wrong.
He knows how to pleasure a woman.
Oh, yes.
We heard a lot.
Watch that on Paramount Plus. Oh,
I don't know why they had to show that on Paramount Plus and the episode, but whatever.
And she even on the, I think it was yesterday's episode where she tells all the girls, please dap him up when you see him because he did a good job.
I love because when they're in Casa Amor, she's like, I don't know if I want you to tell the guys that like stuff happened. Yeah. She's like, I don't like to kiss and tell. And then she goes in and she's like humping the air. We did it 3 times. Like, oh, he gets hard going down on a woman.
Yeah. Oh, it was detailed. Like Josh says, the cake was burnt. Like it was a lot. But you know what? That's what we get from the Paramount Plus episodes. And I don't think that it's not in the spirit of Love Island for this to be a discussion that is going on the show.
Not only got it on Paramount Plus, we got it on the episode too.
Yeah, a little bit of an abbreviated version.
Yeah, the PG version.
But not that abbreviated. Like, I was shocked when they have the scene where Shannon's got her leg over her head. I didn't think that was going to make CBS, and it did. And like, I'm not shaming. Get it, Shannon. No. Go, girl. Like, you get it. Have a good time. I just didn't think they would show that on CBS.
Mm-hmm. Because that was our worry with CBS the whole time, was that they weren't going to allow as much on Love Island as to what makes Love Island Love Island. But maybe standards are changing a little bit on TV. Who knows?
This pandemic, man, got everyone feeling some kind of way.
Exactly. Okay, what are the other storylines? I feel like it was really weird with Isaiah and Cash and Amy as well.
Yeah.
What is wrong with Isaiah?
I don't know. Okay, because like here's the thing. I'm gonna miss those beautiful eyes. I really am. But he just like sucks and doesn't know how to communicate or do anything. Like he's so handsome. He should have been a lock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All Isaiah had to do was not talk. But no, he could not do that. It was just like, it was so weird where we start with him talking to Cash and he's like, I might. And this was a little bit of where I'm questionable on Cash too, where he's like, she's like, I don't want to get into another love triangle. And so like, if you're going to talk to Amy also, like, I'm not willing to like get into that type of thing. And I understand having like a deadline and or like being open to the next person. And Isaiah handles it horribly when someone else comes in that like Cash may be open to, but he's like, well, you said that, actually I told Amy, I'm not interested in her anymore for you. And now you're interested in someone else. And, maybe I'm not interested in you anymore. And she's like, okay, bye, whatever. But like, he handles it poorly, but also like, I was a little unclear on why, like, why is he so focused on her, but she can't talk. It was weird. It was all weird on both sides for me there.
Now I've got a question because based on everything you've said and everything I've seen, I don't know what Cash did that is not to be supported in this situation.
No, it's not that I think that she should not be able to talk. I think it's mostly with him. It's just like a interesting dynamic where and I don't know how, like, because we are jumping around and so I haven't been able to like go through, but it was interesting to me, like, I think it's mostly comes down to, like he said, him being bad at communicating. But I felt like there was a weird, like, parallel that he brought up, but very poorly, between, like, he made the decision that he wanted to focus on Cash and she was exploring with someone new, which I agreed upon, but I didn't think it would also have been out of line for him to have continuing to explore with Amy or someone new that came in the villa.
I think there's just a difference though, between like,
why though,
someone who's like, if you are, you've already chosen between two people, I think it's more like jerking them both around. If you're like, well, I'm still going to explore with both of you. Whereas if someone new comes in, then it's like, okay, well, I'm exploring a new connection. I don't know. I think it's different. If it's like, once you pick between the two, I think you have to go with that one. And if you want to explore, it has to be with new people. I think it's really weird if they're both there.
But here's the thing. I actually also agree. This is the one moment of the show where I was like, oh, I'm not on Team Cash for this moment, because she kind of tells him, hey, I like you, but I'm also interested to get to know Wes, which is fine. I don't think that's an issue. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of gets mad at him. So one, I do think it's her baggage from Cinco. I don't think it has it's only about Isaiah. I think there is some like kind of weird Cinco Trina baggage here. And that's why I think she got pretty defensive. And I actually thought Isaiah was right, that if she's getting to explore, why can't he? The only thing I'll say is him and Amy's connection is deeper than Cash and Wes's at this point. So maybe that's why she feels that way. But I still think Isaiah's actually right for this part.
Yeah. And like, I get that Amy and Cash have been in the villa for a little bit longer than Isaiah, but like, for Isaiah, he's known Cash for 3 days, Amy for like two. Like, he really only started talking to Cash for like 1.5 days. So it's less than the time that any new person even gets to come in, like, and actually explore someone. So I don't think it was unreasonable. Had this been like three of the OGs in this type of situation, yeah, okay, I get it. You've been in this villa longer with each other, but I don't know. I thought it was just a little bit off.
I don't know. I don't think she was saying he couldn't explore, but I think that it is just really weird because he made it seem like he was picking Amy all of last week only to change his mind. And so he comes across as like really fickle. Like, it doesn't even seem to me like he's actually exploring genuine connections.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't think he is. I don't. Like, it's not me being Team Isaah, like, at all.
It sounds like you're Team Isaiah and you hate Cache because you don't get being a real stan.
This is every episode. So
maybe if you loved Cache enough.
Oh, my God. So what it is, again, I'm not Team Isaiah. I don't like Isaiah. I was rooting for him to go home tonight, but I'm not. Like, looking for him to be able to explore with Amy. I think he handled both relationships terribly. I don't think he was genuinely into either one of them, at least as much as he was portraying himself to be. And like, him jumping back and forth, going to Amy and being like, actually, I've decided that I fully want to pursue you. I don't believe you. I think that you want to stay on the show, and that's fine. And you can try to do that however you want to do that. But like, I'm not going to believe you. But I don't think he was wrong for doing it at the same time.
Yeah, that's exactly where I feel. And like I said, I actually do think that him and Amy did have something genuine, but I think Amy is on a loop-de-loop of her own. So she couldn't even, I think, put anything towards Isaiah at this point, because I've watched all the episodes and I'm still confused why she's going back to Tarzan. Like, it makes no sense. Absolutely negative sense, actually.
What is going on with that man that so many women are deciding that they want to be with him? I don't understand the appeal. Like, Scally, can you explain why people like Jeremy?
No, ew, why?
Hey, I know you say ill when you like this.
No.
I gotta leave if you like Jeremy.
No. No, I cannot explain why people like Jeremy. And I would say I don't know. Even coming like into that part, like Amy was really creeping up there for me. I was like, maybe I really like Amy. She seems to be like I said, when Shannon is like confronting Josh, she's like right there for her. When Cash is like unsure about her situation with Cinco and Trina, like Amy is there. Amy is always there, like sticking up for her friends and like being there for her friends. And also like trying to genuinely explore her relationships while removing herself from, like situations so that her friends could also be able to better find a relationship and like at the expense of her own. So I'm really liking Amy. And then she goes back to Jeremy and I was like, don't make me vote you out of this villa, Amy, because I will for Jeremy.
I think I would actually be fine if Amy goes too. Like at this point, I only want to keep Cash and Corey. I don't care about anyone else, which is so bad.
I like Giovanni.
Yeah, but I don't like Olivia.
Yeah, but I think that they'll break up as soon as she gets another option. So I feel like as long as someone else comes in for him, then we'll be okay. So we can get rid of her without him.
I need Olivia to pick someone in Casa Amor. Giovanni, hopefully find someone else. But if not, he'll have the answer when he comes back and then he can find someone. Like, I need it to happen.
Yeah, I really hope so too. I just don't want Giovanni to be in a Corey situation where he's so into someone that he just kind of, you know, like drops everything. Like, wait, no, don't do that. You're on Love Island.
Exactly. It's also like very much like Corey feeling really weird about Jeremy, as he should, because Florida's going for, I don't know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They have a 90s party, which I've never felt more old in my life. The 90s party was the big thing.
And why is Backstreet Boys the most 90s song they could find?
They weren't alive in the 90s. They don't remember.
It was weird because I was like, this like style of dress and the name Saved by the Bell and Backstreet Boys music playing, like these don't line up. Like exactly. These are different parts of the 90s. So sure, this is not.
But like that's how 90s. People who were alive in the 80s feel about when we have 80s parties.
I mean, I don't know. I flicks my hair. Don't remember the early 90s. But
I mean, no, same. But, I was born 91.
Yeah, no, 92. Same. So, but like, I, even knowing that much, yeah, I guess you're totally right. I don't, that is a good point. Yikes.
Yeah, and I just looked up, because they played Everybody, I think, and that came out in 97. So again, Matt, like, it does not make sense. What are you doing? And of all the songs, 90s had such great music. Like, anyway, It's fine. Move on.
Okay, so they play Saved by the Bell, Truth or Dare, which basically you pick off of the board a 90s phrase. There's a dare on it, or a truth, I guess. And you either have to do it or your partner can save you by hitting the bell and then they do the dare instead. And I wrote, I don't care about this literally at all.
Yeah, a couple of them were like real flops, especially when it's like, okay, like play Chubby Bunny and then they'll choose if you get to kiss your partner or someone else does. It's like they're never applauding for the other person. I don't care how much better they do. Like, imagine if the villa had been like, yeah, Shannon and Cinco make out in front of Trina. Like, that's never happened.
Oh my God. Trina would kill them. She would spit at them. Or she should spit at them. Maybe she's too classy, but
yeah, I don't think Trina's spitting at anybody.
I would have been like, oops, my marshmallows needed to come out somewhere.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but shoving a bunch of marshmallows in anybody's mouth is not sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Chubby Bunny is not a sexy game.
Like, it didn't look good. It didn't sound good. I didn't feel good watching it. I didn't care for it. Josh was supposed to give a piece of gossip that nobody else knows. And Shannon just like slams the bell and goes, I heard there's a virgin in the villa.
Did you think she was going to out like Jeremy's little like love with oh my God, Florida?
I was hoping.
Yeah, that's really what I thought.
So. That's what I wanted.
Or like how Florida said she felt about it or something. I thought like something along those lines was coming up. And so now I'm still left wondering, did Shannon just make this up to get out of saying anything? Or is this an actual thing that people in the villa are now talking about?
Well, okay. So it's probably problematic to guess who we think is the virgin, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who it would be.
I can hear you thinking.
I can't come up with one feasible guess. So,
there is a lot of speculation online based on Amy saying something along the lines of that where is the date where she talks about how like no one is special enough to taste her cookie or something.
Her
cooking. And people thought she said cookie. Well, what it is that people online thought she said cookie.
Oh,
and it was like, guys, she's a professional chef. Like, this is what she does. So there was a whole bunch of speculation, literally articles written about how like, is Amy a virgin? And it was like, guys, calm down. Like, first of all, if she is and she's made it known to the show would have advertised this. If she's not and she doesn't want to talk about it, then you're not going to know anyway. So get over it. Like
it literally doesn't matter. Like, again, virginity is literally a social construct. So like, if you want to have sex and you've got a consensual partner, have the sex. If you don't want to have sex, don't have sex. It doesn't matter. Why is it made out to be such a big thing? Because society's bad. But I don't think
America's obsession with virginity is just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't think any of these people are virgins.
Virgin.
Well, I also thought in this challenge worth flagging up was that Jeremy had to reveal who he would have a threesome with by kissing them. And he picks Florida and Olivia, Because that's never been explored. Not picking Amy, who he's currently coupled up with and like did have something with. I don't know if this was just to avoid the awkwardness there or what, because I don't feel like they were totally calling it quits by this point.
See, either. I thought that he misunderstood the assignment and didn't realize he was allowed to kiss his partner, or that I misunderstood the assignment and he wasn't allowed to choose his partner.
Yeah, I also thought that, because I think the immediate next questions were about anyone but your partner.
Yes.
So maybe that's why, because I also wrote that in my notes, why didn't you kiss Amy first? Because it should have been you kiss Amy first and then be like, who else? Mm-hmm. And then actually kiss Olivia, not Florida, and then be like, yo, I couldn't be out like this.
Why would he kiss Olivia? Like, at all?
I wouldn't be shocked if that was a couple, to be honest.
I would be really rooting for that couple so we could vote them out instantly.
Yeah, because it's both the people I don't like. Mm-hmm. So it would be perfect. Please, Olivia, actually get Jeremy. Please miss Olivia.
There we go.
Ew.
with his hair.
This is where Slade and Wes come in. They join the party. And there was something about Slade that made me feel vaguely uneasy, but I don't have to worry about that anymore, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah, he has serial killer eyes.
But I don't even know if that was just it. That was definitely part of it.
I thought it was him being 6'5 to 6'6 so that you were immediately attracted to it.
No, but I wasn't. And he's 6'5 to 6'6 and I should be, but I wasn't. There's something really wrong with this guy.
No, I believe that he showed up like he was going on a job interview. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why. It's the vibes that were not good from him.
I just felt he made me uncomfortable. I don't know why, but I didn't like it. The public voted for him to go on a date with Amy, and they voted for Wes to go on a date with Cash.
Yes.
But before they show the dates, the one thing I really enjoyed about these episodes was Will telling all of the guys they need to either aim better when they pee or sit down to pee.
I feel like Will did have a couple of funny moments in these episodes, whether it was him explaining to the guys that, like, you guys really got to work on the aim, or him and Amy, like, openly talking shit in front of people in Spanish about them.
Oh, my God.
So Will's a little bit on the upswing for me, at least.
But then he had that really weird comment to Kira about her feet.
Yes.
So that really undid a lot of progress for me on Will.
Yeah, did downswing today. You're right.
But he was on the upswing, and then he was like, you know what, let me ruin all of this progress. One
he's
fell swoop.
There. I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't be mad if him and Kira go home.
No, you were right. Yeah.
They're so boring.
They are so boring.
They don't even get shown on the episode.
But each other. Like, it's so
But barely even.
Yeah, like,
nothing's happening. And so, I don't know. I'm hoping maybe some drama with Casa Amor, because otherwise, like, they're going to float all the way through and, like, get third place because no one knows who they are.
Yeah,
they win, I'll be pissed.
No, thank you.
I don't think they're getting enough screen time to win.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We'll see.
I think that if any of the OG couples are getting the screen time to win, it's probably Shannon and Josh.
Same. Oh, God.
I know, but wouldn't it be the first time, you know?
Shannon and Josh were supposed to be my messy couple, and they've, like, locked into fine. Not, like, overly exciting. Not super cute either. So it's just like, oh, you guys are here. I like you enough. But I am not standing Shannon and Josh by any means.
Yeah, she's dickmatized.
Yep.
Like, that's all there is to it.
100%. And the fact that she even said right in the extra episode that it's bigger than she thought, like, the standards are on the floor.
Hey, at least he also apparently knows what to do with it, you know?
Yes. So, you know what? Kudos to you. Like, Nancy Pelosi clapped for you, but, like, it's just... But I don't. Nancy Pelosi clapped. Because, you know, it's not a full-hearted clap. Like, it's a very, like,
No, that's perfection. I love it. So, okay. Amy also goes on a date with Wes, and she says, let's see what's going on in his little Harvard brain.
Oh, my God.
You know what, though? I liked this date. Like, I felt like there was chemistry. I didn't really write down a lot. I don't feel like they talked about anything of importance until it came back and they were talking about him actually moving towards vegetarianism and she's a vegan and they, like, run out together hand in hand. But I thought they had good chemistry here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I could see it. They certainly had better chemistry than Slade and Olivia, who just, he likes that she's older than him.
I'm telling you. And then Olivia, why was one talking so fast? Maybe she was drunk. Like, I don't know. But she was talking so fast and felt like she was like, pick me, hire me. Like, I'll be a good Southern wife. Like, it was bizarre.
Mm-hmm. She's like, sorry. Go ahead, Skelly.
I just want to say I'm so glad there are three of us here because three is my lucky number. like, say it five more times, Slade, please. Like,
wait,
bring it
but
up again.
did you catch that he said it to Olivia? Like I said before, it was my favorite number, but he'd actually said it to Amy.
Yep.
Olivia also says it's really refreshing that Slade is nice. But it's what? Like, she's acting like Giovanni is bad. Like, he's so nice to her.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I don't get it. But this is what we have.
Yeah. Ugh. And then we flash back from the friggin' date to Florida and Jeremy kissing. So, anyways, that was the worst.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, oh, I just like wish there was a challenge so that I could kiss you right now. It's like, oh, like, stop, please. But she like is into it. And I don't know. This is not a couple that I am invested in either, unfortunately.
She's like, why wait for a challenge? Why not just kiss me right now?
Oh, my God.
Is that how flirting works? Is that what I need to be acting like in these streets?
Please do not do that, because then people are going to hate you. Like, we don't like her.
Don't worry. I could never. Don't worry.
Yeah. I literally wrote Jeremy and Flo, yuck. I didn't want to take notes on this, because that's how, like, grossed out I was.
That's how I felt for the last three episodes, Sasha.
Yes. Yeah. At least I don't have to podcast about it, so I was definitely fast-forwarding until I needed to.
You're an angel. You're an angel. Okay. The main thing from the bonus episode again was just like Amy coming to terms with liking Jeremy.
Yeah, not ideal.
Not ideal. I guess we could talk about the sexy sketches that the girls did. Giovanni said, sketch me like one of your French boys, which I did like. Sasha, who do you think chose the best thing to hide their penis behind?
I would say Corey with the pineapple, because what a stupid thing to choose. And I liked it because it was stupid. And then I will say Cinco with the shell was really interesting, because I think that's the, again, maybe I'm being mean, but like the sizing of like the items that they picked was sketch for me. No pun intended.
Now, it was Giovanni who chose to use Amy's teddy bear, right?
Yeah.
Because I really don't think that was okay.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
It was Olivia's idea. They showed that it was Olivia's idea. because they couldn't have anything bad reflecting on Giovanni. But when Amy found out that it happened, she seemed very upset. And I was on her side.
Hell yeah.
Didn't like it. Definitely did not. I think Will going with the like hat, probably the safe move there.
Again, I forgot because it was so safe and boring.
Yep. No. Josh, it was not an exciting choice.
Josh picks a book as if it's going to fool us into thinking he knows how to read.
And then him tapping the book. Thankfully, Shannon said something, but that, so again, I'm very weird with noises. So, because like the kissing noise before with Florida and Jeremy, and now this, I was like, can they stop? Put some background music on? Because, that was so irritating. Josh, but he doesn't know how to deal with the book, probably, is the truth.
He's just young.
Yeah, hey, baby.
Yeah, you know, it's weird.
What?
Olivia coloring in Giovanni with a black colored pencil when she had a brown one. I did not like.
Yes. Okay, I didn't know how to bring that up because
I didn't either. Like, but I was like, this is odd.
Yes, it was. I feel like
not good.
No.
Yes. Her sketch made him look blacker than he is. And I was like, that is a weird moment because, you know, like that's, you need to be representative. You know, and like, this is like a lot of people actually talk about the skin color, like crayon being, you know, being the peach, like white color. So to me, it was like the opposite version of that.
Yeah. And, well, it was like, because, you know, Olivia is closer in age to us, where I feel like Crayola didn't come out with like the set of like crayons that are supposed to be representative of different skin tones. So I guess she just never considered what to use for non-white skin. But like, even if she thought that the brown was too light, you could mix it up. You could mix it up. You could shade. Like, you can get there.
I was just like, this is a flag that I'm going to raise. Because
a red one.
Yeah. Love Island, maybe next time shell out for the larger box of colored pencils. But I
think they had brown because I feel did. Like
the there was brown for sure.
Yeah.
The bear was brown. So there were options. But I was like, maybe I again, heard no commenting on it, but I was just like, oh, again, this is a flag for me that I am going to raise.
Yeah, and I don't think she probably even realizes that she did it or that it's wrong, which is also a flag.
Yep.
They don't have many brown crayons in Alaska, you know. Oh god.
But yeah, so Kira wins because she actually did like a pretty good picture.
Yeah, everyone else was like a stick figure as compared.
Amy's was so funny.
Amy was mine. That's how I would try.
That's like I would like to think that I could do what Kira did, but let's face it, yeah, I'd be drawing like Amy's because I'd get bored.
I just like that she drew like the entire set with like a tiny little person on it. Oh, okay. Let's do, like, maybe we should focus on the subject, Amy.
She obviously didn't want to.
Yeah, well.
Maybe that's what made her have feelings for him again.
Keep that energy up. Stop focusing on him moving forward as well. Yeah.
I just love, this is where we first see the Jeremy and Amy talk, where she's like, I actually really want to hang out with you. I'm not interested in Wes. I'm not interested in Isaiah. And he's like, you said that you wanted to be friends. And I agreed. Jeremy, you said that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's a gaslighter. Like, we've known this from the whole Florida situation, right? The calling Amy a friend. So this is like V in his toolbox.
I don't like it. It's also a flag.
I mean, even if the case was that, like, he had made the decision, or let's say she made the decision, and he truly believes that he never said that, I understand at the point where, like, she's coming back and being like, actually, let's talk again. He's like, oh, I kind of moved on. I think either way, Jeremy was not going to be open to that, because I don't feel like he was open to that, to them as a couple, when they were together. But it's just unfortunate here, because Amy really is trying to open up, and I applaud that she is trying to both actually seek the relationship that she feels the best connection with and also use it as a growing experience. But I would like if both of those things were with someone else other than Jeremy.
Please.
Do y'all think her and Isaiah make sense? Like, honestly,
I think they look really good together.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually wish she picked him.
No, I was fine with him going home because I feel like he like just wasn't equipped to be in the villa. Like, he didn't know how to navigate these relationships at all.
Yeah.
I see that too. Because I guess other people will be coming in, so there'll be options for everyone. And he might be is like causing hurdles for that.
I think she and Isaiah may have clicked a little better initially, but he has raised more red flags than Wes has, for sure.
Yeah.
So I think ultimately Wes was the better decision there, because again, what was Isaiah doing? I truly cannot tell you.
He doesn't know either.
He was just staring. He was like, my eyes and Harvard always work. What's the problem? Oh, right. They added another Harvard guy who's even better looking. Got it.
Isaiah really do have beautiful eyes, though.
Oh, I could actually stare at them for a long time.
Yeah, like I feel like I could lock eyes with Isaiah for some time.
Yes. 100% that.
Now, Sasha, I'd love to hear your opinion on this. Olivia and Cachet make a pact together that they're going to take a chance on love and put themselves out there. Do you have any idea what this means or what this is regarding?
No, on account that how the recoupling ended up, that's not true. So, like I said, I think Olivia is saying all the right things, which is why I'm stressed that she might get, you know, close to getting the money. Because to me, if you're not looking at it with some critical eyes, then she's saying all the right things. She's, you know, giving him all the little, just enough to keep him on with her. And then I feel like Cachet, you know, no shade to her. She's just not connecting with people. I think she actually had a better connection with Cinco and he decided not to do that. So I don't know that. I don't think Cachet's fumbling the bag. Olivia actually is. So I think the pact should be for Olivia, not Cachet.
Yeah, it's weird because it almost felt one-sided. Like Olivia was, they were like, we're going to go after who we really want. And I was like, Olivia, who is that here for you? Like, did Slade not leave by the time that you filmed this? Because I don't understand who you actually want, because I don't think it's Giovanni. And then Cash, like, is she going to start pursuing Cinco again? Because she does drop again the, like, I literally gave him to her, which, like, you didn't. But and I think is shady again, but
whatever. She's allowed to be shady. She's Cash. Let her be shady.
And I still love Cash. I'm just saying that Cash is not like,
I'm just saying you don't love her enough. Okay. Just love her more.
No, it just, the thing is we need Love Island to become too hot to handle rules where only one person wins the money. That's what we're saying.
There we go.
But not the no hooking up.
No,
except for Jeremy. He shouldn't be allowed to hook up.
Well, I don't know who Cash, unfortunately, is hooking up with anyway, so it still works.
She can hook up with whoever she wants.
I don't think she is. That's why maybe the production needs to push her. I don't know. Send her on more dates, something.
But she's getting all of the dates as of right now with everyone voting.
She got one, right?
I thought she's had Scally, a couple.
Can you just like Cachet more? Like, I don't ask you for a lot.
Multiple times, every podcast, Cachet is my favorite person in the villa.
And yet?
But right now, it's not working.
You need a pinned tweet.
He just said,
this is a Cachet.
He just said, I love Cachet, but, okay? And that but, it's a flag. Okay, Scally, it's a flag.
All right.
Okay, so then tonight's episode had a lot of what we've already discussed, but the big thing that we did not see was the Olivia and Giovanni cooking dinner of it all. They went to the market to shop for ingredients and made a really nice spaghetti dinner for everyone.
Sorry. I watched last season, but I did not watch season one. Is this normal? Like, what a cheap and dumb date.
So this is normal in the UK version to send a couple out to, like, get food and prepare a meal. It normally happens a bit later in the season, and it'll be, like, a pretty established couple. But I think normally they send people who have cooked before. Most of the time, right. Or at least like,
I think it's hit or miss there, but
it is hit or, you're right, it is hit or miss. Because I know I recently watched UK season 4 and they weren't the best cooks either. I think they also made a spaghetti meal.
I do agree though that it is usually a more established, more compatible couple that ends up going out to do this. It did not feel like a let's solidify this as much as we're probably gonna have to start giving them screen time because either they're gonna make it far or like break up at Casa Amor. So we got to figure out what to do because they had not previous to this week had that much screen time with Giovanni and Olivia.
Yes, and Giovanni is a fan favorite now. Sasha, if you went on a date with someone and they told you that they only know how to cook nachos, how would you feel about that?
I mean, no. I would be like, you, first of all, I only eat Indian food and I ain't cooking all the time. Like, you know, Cardi B said, I don't cook, I don't clean, but I still got the ring. So I will need to be with someone that does all of those things, and it would not happen for me, unfortunately.
I truly, you need to teach like a master class on your life so that I can have it.
I do. I will say, like, I cook now on account that I only eat kosher food. So if I want to eat chicken, I have to eat, make it myself. But my husband does like make South Indian food from scratch. And I refuse to make it because he can do it. So it is important, ladies. Don't, or, you know, let your partners do it. And I have never done the dishes since we have been together.
I want to be you. So
hey, equity, it's important. Time-bound tasks. Women always end up doing them. So it's important that men, or, you know, whatever, but we're in a heteronormative relationship. So time-bound tasks is important that they're shared, and it's not just on women, like cooking, dishes, blah, 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 whereas men get to do like yard work. Meh, meh, meh. So it's important to divide it correctly.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you have got the balance down. And again, I want to be you. no big deal.
No. Not at all.
But yeah, so they literally like overcooked the hell out of the spaghetti.
Ugh.
They literally throw it at the wall to see if it sticks.
Everyone said it was great. So yeah. Definitely telling the truth there.
I will. They're also all eating like craft services, which is like the most base level catering in the world. So
exact. So deck. So it's bad. Also probably eat that or starve.
It's like, listen, they're getting options. They can have a fruit salad. They can have scrambled eggs. They can have soup sometimes. They're sandwiches. Like there
are cold cuts.
Ooh. Yeah, there's cold cuts. So I guess like spaghetti might be a big difference, but okay, have either of you seen the couple on TikTok where it's like the American girl with her Italian husband?
Yes,
they've been very viral lately. She did one where she was like throwing the spaghetti at the wall to like cook for my Italian husband, and so she throws it sticks. She's like, okay, my love, come in. He comes in, she's like, the spaghetti's ready, and he looks down and he's like, what did you do to the spaghetti? She's like, it's done. Look, it sticks to the wall. That's how you know it's done. He's like, where? Who told you that? She's like, he's like, you can't eat this. I'm taking you out for dinner. And she's like, no, but look, it's ready. And he's like, no, we can't eat this. God. I'm taking you out for dinner.
It sounded like if Olivia was cooking, things would have been even worse. So thankfully, Giovanni stepped up.
Yeah, I mean, hey, nachos are good.
Yeah, nachos would have been a good, I think, fun meal, fun family style, like where Dave and Buster's were having fun, because they're all playing games anyway. So it worked.
True, true.
I do like nachos, so.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, Sasha, when we meet up, we can't wait. And it's good because I'm vegetarian, so you don't have to worry about me trying to put meat in there.
Yes.
That's right.
We're made for each other.
I also love how Olivia wanted to put mushrooms in the spaghetti, and Devine was like, absolutely not. I feel like that is a normal thing to do.
You put it in the sauce.
So what kind of pasta are you eating? It's like, that's a lot of pastas, but okay.
I feel like putting mushrooms in the sauce is very normal, but okay, Giovanni.
My husband actually made spaghetti yesterday, and he put mushrooms, bell peppers in it.
Yes. No, literally when I make sauce, I put in garlic, onions, bell peppers, mushrooms, celery sometimes. Like,
ooh, celery.
It's a satisfying crunch. You just have to make sure it's the first part you cook, so it's not like too crunchy.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's a great sauce. You spice it up too. Don't worry. I'm not neglecting the spices. The basil.
The Pazel. Oh my God. He literally is a walking meme, unfortunately.
But he's also a serious human being.
Yeah, I really like him. Corey and him need to, like, one of them needs to become the opposite sex so that they can be together, because I think they are the perfect couple.
Or they could just both decide to, like, date men and they could be together. That'd be cute.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to be like, what are their preferences? How do I make it work for me?
I mean, we don't know, really. We really don't even know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But yeah, so at the spaghetti dinners, when they find out there's going to be a recoupling, I do think we need to talk about the Will Kira conversation, though. It was bad.
Yes.
It was really bad. Will's like grabbing Kira's foot and she's like, don't grab my gross feet. And he's like, oh, you have cute feet like a geisha. And then asks her if she's ever dressed up as a geisha.
Here's the thing, man. Men really like to fetishize Asian women. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a thing, right? So, especially like East Asian women. So I'm wondering if Kira has ever heard this before, because to me, like, it's really gross, really unfortunate, especially because I believe that geishas, they would bind their feet, right?
Yeah.
To make it smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a little bit of history, a little bit of world knowledge would, you know, get you so much farther in the world.
Yeah, like it's just I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. And it was bad.
Yeah. It was really bad. And then they're like, he seamlessly like transitioned, like, oh, like, let's talk about role play. Like, this is not the cute conversation you think you're having. Like, this is a problem, guys. So like, we're not getting Will and Kira, and when we do, like, this is what we're getting. So I'm not thrilled here.
I liked it a lot better when Will was talking about how if men were to like pee sitting down, it'd be better for their prostate.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you liked when he was scolding men.
Oh, very her brand.
You know what? If a bunch of men were peeing all over my bathroom floor, I'd scold them too, and I would do it any day.
Will could have said almost anything, and it would have been better than this conversation. So
that's true. But yeah, it seemed like he was a little bit on the rise, and then decided to be a clown instead.
He's a dummy.
Well, and the fact that they know each other, right? Like, it just everything is just so fake.
Mm-hmm.
Alleged know each other
from that hot people Instagram. You know, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so pre-recoupling, we got like a weird Amy and Wes conversation where this woman is wearing a dress with the wildest cutout I have ever seen in my entire life. And she has the audacity to get upset with Wes for wearing stripes.
Okay. So, yes. I wasn't going to call out the cutout, but it is wild. And then to call out the stripes, rather than it say like the screen printed "I used to love you" text on it, like maybe that was worse for me. I understand. Looked it up. It's a $9 shirt from Forever 21. Like, I will not be buying it.
Like, wait, Scally, can we both buy that shirt from Forever 21?
I was going to say either it should be gifted to you for your birthdays or you need to wear it at the next live podcast.
You're so funny. I will say I do have like a somewhat similar vibe shirt to Wes's shirt. So it's a white shirt with red horizontal stripes. And then it has embroidered on the chest. It says love better. But it's really cute.
No. Please, are you doing Among Us this weekend? Because I need you to wear it.
I'll wear it on stream. I don't care. It's one of my favorite shirts. It's really cute.
Oh, yeah, please. And then I want the listeners to clip Kirsten's stream picture and then Wes side by side and do a who wore it better poll.
I mean, whatever. It definitely, mine is cute and the words aren't so big. Like, the words are, like, okay. Small on mine. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, under an inch tall, I would say. Like, it's little.
All right.
It's not, like, a I'll full chest.
Right. That's what Shannon thought, too, but she was surprised. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Oh, God.
I just adore you so much. We also got a really sad Corey and Florida conversation where like Corey's trying to still see if there's something there. But Corey was also extra sad. I think this is the first we've seen him wear his hair pulled back.
Ooh,
he looked like a different person.
No, he's ready. He's like embracing his inner F boy. I think that's exactly what is going on here. Because I saw that and I was like, I know Kirsten saw this and she will talk about it. Because I literally looked at it and I was like, he's giving me, you know, those boys that are like one girl broke my heart. So that equals I'm going to be a player for life. Like that's the vibes with this new hair.
Well, I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's like it's very F boy.
What a time to pull it out when he's about to friend couple up with Cash.
He's ready for Casa Amor, baby.
Well, I think he should maybe rethink the F-boy hair. I don't like it.
It was just a test run before. He's going to see how it goes.
It flopped.
Not for me personally, but maybe other people like it. I just thought he like looked so cute normally. And then he looked really angry. And this whole time with his hair pulled back.
Inside, outside, you know, it now matching maybe.
Yeah, he does not look sexy with his hair pushed back.
No. Yeah.
Okay. So from this recoupling, we get. Shannon picks Josh, Kira picks Will, Trina picks Cinco, Olivia picks Giovanni. Florida weeps openly the whole time, but does pick Jeremy.
Sorry.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yes. Who else thought that she was talking about Corey and not Jeremy?
The entire internet, because I saw posts today that were like, Love Island spoiled that Florida's going to pick Corey because they posted her saying like, he makes me feel like I'm the only guy here. They're like, that's obviously not Jeremy.
Well, I guess it is.
Oh my God. Like she literally was like, he is beautiful inside and out. That is not Jeremy. This man looked like Tarzan and not in a like hot way.
She's like, this is so hard. And it's like, yeah, making the wrong choice is always hard.
Yeah, she's cracked.
That did just remind me in the Tarzan conversation, did die when they were going around being like, I'm with Jeremy. He's the Tarzan one.
Yes.
And it was like, I'm with Josh. He's the short one. It's like, oh, no.
The other reasons why she's pleasantly surprised.
You know, people have preconceived notions about height and other factors, and they do not always align with reality.
That is the saddest thing. If you're with them 6'3", and then you're like, oh. Oh, got it. That's the saddest day.
Well, because especially, especially too, when it's someone who's like 6'3", they're probably like pretty hot. And so they've like never had to develop any like skills or abilities either.
Oh, I mean, not wrong, because I've been there, so I agree.
You know, whereas like maybe someone a little shorter has had to learn what to do.
Yeah, no, like they've the privilege of like not having to overcome, you know, dating hardships. It's real.
Height privilege is real. Okay. And we all need to do what we can to unpack it within ourselves.
Amy, I literally tweeted that. I wish I had Amy's look when it comes, but like with jobs, like, cause Amy left and right is getting picked.
Mm-hmm. She really is. Cachet chooses Corey, which I did you see this coming? I did not see this coming.
Oh, I did. I felt like we got like one conversation between the two of them. And I also was like, all right, Isaiah has to go home tonight. Like there's no universe in which he stays. So how can this possibly line up? And once Florida picks Jeremy, I was like, this is the like dominoes that have to fall.
Yeah, and she also said this person lifts her up and she admires him. That ain't Isaiah. That is not Isaiah.
I know. I just like, I almost thought maybe that like, well, like until Cash went before Amy, I kind of thought that maybe Amy would pick Corey because she's upset about like the Jeremy situation and that maybe like she wants Florida to get back with Corey. But then when they let Cash go first, I was like, oh, so Amy's making the deciding vote. So like I thought that Cash might pick Wes, but then obviously that's not what happened because Cash picks Corey and then Amy picks Wes and bye Isaiah.
Do you think Cash also doesn't want to like fight with Amy anymore? Like by picking either Isaiah or Wes, like that's, I mean, Isaiah like needed to go, period. And I Cash knows that. She's like, I'm done with him. But also maybe picking Wes like starts the same drama as like two episodes ago.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's fair. And we did see a conversation on this episode between Wes and Amy where I'm assuming Amy has made it known to Cash, like, I guess I'm going to pursue him since nothing else is happening. And it's almost like, you know what? I got the last one. You take this one, Amy. Like, neither of us were that interested at either time. So good enough. We'll go with that.
They're a tag team. Yeah. They tap each other in and out.
Oh, my God. Mari and Matt, have them on next, please.
Yes. So the preview for the next few episodes is that there's going to be more drama with Florida and Corey and a public vote.
Yeah. Yay. Do you think she's going to go back to Corey?
I pray to God that she has an ounce of sense and goes back to Corey.
I hope Corey drops her ass.
I feel like the most like satisfying solution would be that new girls come in. Jeremy is like, oh, new girls, because that's what he's done every single time. So Florida tries to go back to Corey in order to be safe for the next recoupling. And Corey's like, no. No, we're done.
It's just, there's so many relationships that feel extremely one-sided in this villa. Like, Wes likes Amy. Amy likes Jeremy. Jeremy likes Florida. Corey also likes Florida. Florida, like, is back and forth. Olivia likes Giovanni. Giovanni likes Olivia. Olivia likes no one. Like, there's so many here where I'm just like, can anyone get on the same page, please?
Oh, my God. Love Island, please hire your next host right here.
Well, but the thing is that they do get on the same page, and then it's Shannon and Josh and Will and Kira being boring.
Yeah. I don't know. I really, if you had to predict a winner out of these couples, like, are you going Shannon and Josh?
I really think out of everyone so far, yeah. I do think Trina and Cinco started getting more screen time, that could be a maybe, but people are still really mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm picking Corey and Cash, actually. At this point,
it's not a real couple, though. Like, America is not going to vote for him.
Yeah, America won't. But, you know, reward friendships, because last time we rewarded a scammer.
That's fair.
Yeah, so we got to stop rewarding scammers. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So at this point, at least we don't get our hopes up. We know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I don't believe in any of these couples, and that's a fact.
Yes, very much that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, any of them could break up at Casa Amor. Literally any of them are mm-hmm. on the table for me.
Shannon is stigmatized.
I get someone away for 3 days. I think it's on the table.
Hmm. Okay, maybe. Is there anything else that we need to discuss from these episodes? I'm sorry that I made you jump around, but I just like don't care about this Jeremy nonsense. And it was honestly like 80% of the episodes was about Jeremy.
Yeah, or Jeremy and Amy. Like, I wish we could eliminate Olivia, Jeremy, and Amy.
No, we have to let Amy stay for Scally.
Oh, right. Got it.
Even though then doesn't even care about Cachet, but whatever.
Oh, not this.
All right. We'll really see how hurts. It goes with you hating Amy so much. We'll see how that
I don't hate you. Amy. I don't hate sure. Amy. I honestly yeah, I'm mostly neutral on her, except I wish that she would not like Jeremy because Jeremy sukes.
Actually hates Giovanni. So okay, it
no,
was so nice
no,
talking to
no, no. Do not start with me. I had concerns about if he will be a lovable douche or just a douche. He's very lovable. Okay, how dare you? I don't criticize his decisions the way you criticize Cachet's.
Everyone is open to criticism.
Honestly, if Cachet and Giovanni could end up in like a friendship couple, that would also not be the worst thing.
Agreed. Aww,
or if they could really fall in love, I would also love that.
I think they would like play flirt. It would be really cute.
It would be really cute. Like, I thought we might get that from Wes and Cash when Wes is like, yeah, I like to like pretend I'm from different places and like play characters and be different. And she's like, oh my God, I love to do that too. And I was like, oh my God, are they soulmates? And then nothing came of it.
Yeah. I thought that was a good connection. And then just nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Their date was kind of meh though, you know, so.
True.
Yeah. Like, cause that's the thing too, is it's like, I think if I had a habit of, you know, going out in different outfits with different personalities and different accents, and I met someone who also liked to do that, I feel like I would be so excited by that. And they really did not seem that excited by each other.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where I feel, which is interesting because Cash, who was your other option? No one. So I feel like she kind of should have pushed a little bit more with him.
Yeah. But you know what? If she didn't want to, she didn't want to. She's the queen. Mm-hmm. Okay. She knows what she's doing. Let her live.
Yeah. Cash, you're going to get the check at the end anyway. It's fine.
Okay. So I think that's it, right? Is there anything else?
It's good. No. Enough.
Okay, amazing. Sasha, thank you so much for being here with us today. I always love when I get to talk to you, and I'm so glad you're able to make time to watch 4 hours of Love Island for us.
Oh my God, I loved it. Thank you so, so much for having me, the two of you. Like, I've been listening to y'all more than even watching the show since last season, so it's been a treat to be on here.
What a dream. And now if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. And you can, if you, you know, love mess, please check out the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta podcast. It dropped last week with Bryce Isaiah, and we're going to do it every other week. So next week, we'll be back with the new guest. Get excited. You don't need to watch it before, you know, just jump in and follow along. And if you want to hear more, I'll be on Silent Podcast covering Survivor South Africa.
Hell yeah. Everyone go follow Sasha. We love her. Thank you. This is a Pro Sasha podcast. Scally, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
As usual, on Twitter at Brian_Scally, where I'll talk about anything I'll be doing. Going to be reporting an episode of the Bitter Jurors podcast, talking about The Legend of Korra, season 1, episode 10, I believe. So people can check that out. Otherwise, and also my episode of BoJack Horsepod came out this week. So people should definitely be listening to that if they have not already, which you've had time, so I trust you have. And otherwise, 5-star reviews on iTunes. Love language. Very much appreciate them. Still towards the beginning of the season. So if you have not already, please, please, please do that also.
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of 5-star reviews on iTunes, we've got some. Did you know that?
I did see.
We do have 3 more 5-star reviews from BB Watcher, Izari Tameo, and Unsuccess Story, who I do believe is Michael J. Clark. So thank you to all of them for those 5-star reviews. Currently, right now, the URL to get to our iTunes is robbuzzwebsite.com/temptationisland. We're working on it, but it's not fixed yet. So robbuzzwebsite.com/temptationisland will take you right to the iTunes store. You can give us those 5-star reviews. Again, that is our love language. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me at Kirsten Said What on every platform, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What, the aforementioned BoJack Horse Pod with Lindsay Wilson. And again, Brian Scally was our guest this week. And if you are a patron of Rob Has a Podcast, you could hear me on this week's episode of The Slop, talking about all the stupid leftover nonsense from the Big Brother week. It was a lot of fun. And that's all. So we will be back. We're recording this weekend with Rob Sesternino is joining us for the next podcast. And
wow,
I know. And you know what he said, Sasha? He asked if we could get a worse guest before him so that he didn't have to follow you.
Oh, he's so sweet.
He said that to me.
Oh, my God.
And I said, no, it's scheduled. You can follow Sasha.
But Rob is so funny. Like, I live for when he calls people stupid morons. Like, I literally make him do it all the time just because it's so funny to me.
It's honestly everything you could ever hope for.
I'm literally like, remember when you said that? And he's like, what, stupid moron? I was like, yes, got it.
I love that. Okay. So yes, we will be back later this week with Rob, and we'll see you then. Bye.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Just want to see the drama.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.